There's very little information regarding the charges other than details from a statement from the Intermediate People's Court, which states that he was found guilty of espionage, sentenced to life imprisonment, and deprived of political rights for life. A spokesperson for the U.S. Embassy in Beijing says the Department of State has no greater priority than the safety and security of U.S. citizens overseas. The 78-year-old was arrested 2 years ago by a local bureau of China's counterintelligence agency. His arrest comes months before a new law is implemented in China, which will ban the handing over of any data the authorities deem to be related to national security. Jody Jacobs, New York.